Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. It's a daily podcast where I'll share distinctions, perspectives, frames and tools to wake up to power, to access more and more power and to lead yourself and others in your full power. I've had the privilege to work with more than 20,000 leaders from over 40 countries over the past three decades. And obviously, there are things I've seen and learned that make an impact in helping leaders access their power at deeper and deeper levels and to lead in power at work and in their own life and create results that go way beyond what they first saw was possible. So today, I just want to point out that in order to create results, you need to take action. And to need taking action, you could call being productive. You produce things through taking action. And I meet lots of leaders day by day that are very productive and they are accomplishing stuff in their jobs. They are doing really well. Most of the people I work with are doing really well. Their careers expand, they produce results, they lead teams, they accomplish a lot in their accountabilities in their job. But many of them struggle with their personal power. The way they work day by day does not build and expand their sense of power and energy and capacity. Rather, many of them deal with stress and overload. And this lack of power, this sense of stress and being overworked starts to spill into other domains of life. So they get physically tired. They wake up too early in the mornings because they can't sleep. Their brain is talking about problems at work, or they find difficulty to relax, going to sleep. Their mind is racing still on the weekends and work thoughts pop up way more than they want. Often their families notice that the father or mother aren't present at home the way they wish, and they get comments from others. And the sense of purpose and meaning starts to diminish. Is this the point? Is this all there is? Yet they know that there is a place to find when there is purpose present, there's passion present, there's a sense of being energized at the end of the workday. There's this sense of inspiration and even being proud of oneself for the work one does. And this is what we'll talk about in this podcast. How to find balance between the demand for results and your productivity and your sense of power and capacity day by day. So there are three key games to start winning at in order to win the big game in life. And what I love, as you're here in this podcast, what the game is, it's up to you to decide. I don't know your games. I don't know what games you would love to win, but I'm sure some are work-oriented, some are relationship or family-oriented. You might be interested in having your health and body in shape, and you might want to discover more clarity into the game of purpose in life. So at the foundation lies three games: the game of being, the game of time, the game of technology and tools. And in coming episodes, I'll start to share some distinctions and perspectives in the game of being. It's a fascinating topic because human beings are being all the time, and we are either being in power or we're being powerless. We're in power or we're being frustrated. We're in power or we're being in a sense of overload. When you get the game of being in control, you'll find a rising power from within that is not dependent on external circumstances or what other people do or think of you. You access your power within. The game of time that needs to be played. You need to learn to invest your time. And if you already know, you could expand your investments of your time in a way that builds even more power. And then technology and tools will either rob you of power or they will enhance and build your power. So we'll be talking about that game too. So welcome to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this first episode, and come back and check. It's going to be a mostly daily podcast with new episodes most days of the week. So welcome back tomorrow, and we'll continue winning the game together tomorrow.